Well, folks, it's hard to believe that 20 years ago Friday, Missouri Governor Mel Carnahan, who I had the pleasure of covering for a number of years as a reporter at the Missouri Capitol, just a terrible incident. He died in a tragic plane crash, and that was 20 years ago Friday. The plane crash happened in Goldman, Missouri, a small town, very small, in Jefferson County. And it was not just Governor Carnahan, but his son Roger, also known as Randy, and also his senior campaign advisor, Chris Sifford, a longtime reporter. Many of our listeners remember Chris worked at KTTS. He was also killed in the plane crash as well. I'm Brian Helsworth, and joining me just for a few moments to reflect on that day and in Governor Carnahan's legacy is former Governor Roger Wilson, who was sworn in about 20 years ago, literally in the middle of the night. Governor, I always appreciate your time. I appreciate you especially joining us on such a difficult topic. First of all, 20 years ago, in a way it seems like 20 years ago, in a way it doesn't seem like it. Just what you remember about that night and that crash.
You're right, Brian. It seems like it never should have happened.
Yes.
Missourians were primed for a heavyweight political fight, and Governor Carnahan and Governor Ashcroft were giving it to them, and there was much anticipation. That anticipation was generally positive. People wanted to know who the leader was going to be. And when the plane crash occurred and it finally sank in, that Mel, his son, and his chief of staff had been lost in one swift moment, it changed the tone, the tenor, the complexion of the entire political scene in the state of Missouri, and many of us were surprised to find out how far those tentacles stretched into other states and clear up to the presidency. Mel had been one of the most positive political figures in our state's history. His attention to elementary, secondary, and higher education has only been matched by one or two governors, and what he did and tried to do for health care, for our children, and for our poor, were things that we had over an eight-year period, or almost eight-year period, come to take for granted, that we were in the business of public service. We were there to serve people. We were trying to find ways to help people and make our state a better and healthier place. And the curtain just dropped. And it was a shock. Everybody's system. The rancor that you see now in politics was not evident. John Ashcroft suspended his campaign ads. There were a few Republican lieutenants that were employed to carry on the battle. But the fact of the matter is, when you stacked us up against Ohio or Florida or anybody else that couldn't even figure out how to run an election, here we had people on both sides that were doing what they should, and that is show respect to a deceased governor and to try to keep the state of Missouri front and center. And I was extremely proud of the way Missourians handled it.
You know, you bring up so many very good points and memories about that, and it's exactly right, Governor. I mean, the campaign stopped. There was a huge level of respect, and it just stopped. And then, as you know, you were there. Governor Carnahan was elected to the U.S. Senate posthumously after he had passed away. You mentioned education, the Outstanding Schools Act 1993, and of course the flood of 1993. I remember seeing the governor and you when I was working in Northwest Missouri. In terms of Governor Carnahan's legacy, was it education? Are there other things I'm missing?
No, I think everything from agricultural to agricultural culture.
Sure.
To corrections, there were things that did not receive the light because they weren't either inflammatory enough or sexy enough. But it was a full package, and there was a priority and a getting in line to figure out, okay, how are we going to tackle each of these problems, and what are we going to do to improve economic development, and what is that timing going to be? And these are the behind-the-scenes things that make a difference between a poor, good, or great governor. And I think the organizational capacity and the rationale of that Governor Carnahan used to handle various problems with limited resources. Missouri's never been a high-tax state, and so there's not a bucket of money ready to throw at any problem. And I thought we were fortunate. We had a good economy, but I thought it was as well handled by the governor as it could have been. And that's something that, you know, wasn't going to make your all's copy. And certainly the press wasn't going to relay to the citizenry, but it's really important on how well the government runs. And Mel was a very quiet master at that.
Boy, it brings back, and you mentioned the good economy and the tight budget. The last point I'd make is, in with all that, the state was sending checks back every year, the Hancock checks, and yet they still were able, and the state workers are getting about 4 to 5% pay raises. I mean, things were pretty good, as I recall.
4 to 5% was the high point.
Yes.
There had been a lot of years when state workers didn't get anything, and so there was some catch up to be played, whether it was in education, state workers, benefits. But it was well organized and addressed in an orderly fashion that made sense to people. So even if your department wasn't getting help or much help that year, you at least understood where you were in line and how things were going to take place in the future. And it doesn't mean that people weren't disgruntled about not being first, but if you were on the team, then you were a part of this process and you understood.
Governor Wilson, I know you're very busy, and I appreciate you taking the time to join us. Is there anything you would like to add about the plane crash, the governor's legacy, or anything else? Feel free.
I would like to, I mentioned what happened during the days after, but I have always admired Jean Carnahan and the way she handled this. And we had a quiet conversation, and I a few days after Mel's plane crash, and she knew, and because she's a lifetime observer of politics, and I knew that people were going to be asking the question, are you going to appoint Mrs. Carnahan? Well, I could not do that. I couldn't appoint Mrs. Carnahan. I did indicate that I would, if Mel won the election, appoint Jean Carnahan, but that didn't occur without a conversation between she and I. And she asked for some time to deliberate that, and I said, Jean, you take as much time as you want. Everybody else thought time was short, but I thought that was the only reasonable person to appoint. The reason being is that she was politically astute. She was Mel's partner. She knew every in and out of the large decisions that were being made. And I think the public kind of sensed that because they were such a good partnership, not just politically, but just a great partnership. And when she finally decided that, yes, she would accept that responsibility, I think she said yes to Mel's legacy. I think she knew this is the only endeavor that he had undertaken that he had not finished. And so I think that was tough for her. I think she did not get the time to grieve. And I think that she had to go through the grieving process while she was becoming a newly minted U.S. Senator. And she served the state of Missouri extremely well. And for that, I'll always be grateful.